This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
It is hour three of the Daily Tip for BetQL presented by BetMGM. Great to have you with us on a Friday. I'm Jinx, and I'm with my good friend Nick Ashew. We've known each other for a long time. Great to have Nick along. Nick, before we get into making our picks in this hour, we're going to give you our favorite six college football plays, our favorite six NFL plays. We'll give you our favorite favorites of the weekend. I have a confession to make. Yesterday, I had one of the most embarrassing moments that I've had in years. So,
Can I guess what it was? Let's see.
Sure.
Did your pants split?
No, I would have rather had my pants split than this happened.
Okay.
Because I like to breathe. I like to let my lower body breathe.
Did you sneeze too hard and snot went everywhere on somebody else in front of you?
Well, now that is pretty bad. No, that did not happen.
Okay. All right, one more guess. Did you trust a fart?
Oh, God, no. Okay. I'm already – I got past that point a long time ago, Nick. A long time ago.
Well,
I'm about
those
to
are my three guesses. Guess I lost. What'd you do?
So I live in the city in D.C., and – parking is at a premium. So when someone is moving in, a moving truck needs to park on the sidewalk, you have to put up these no parking signs that say, hey, no parking from this date to this date or this time to this time because we got a moving truck coming in. So someone in our neighborhood has put up these signs. There's trees along the sidewalk where I live in the city, and there is a no parking sign on the trunks of each of these trees, and they're held up by a single string that goes through each sign. And just so there's this long string across this line of trees right near the sidewalk before you walk to the street. Been there for a few days. Yesterday, had a long day, did this show, did a radio hit, did Cheddar TV. So I was all over the place running errands. I'm a little tired, and I thought, as soon as I'm done with this TV hit, I'm going to go have a drink. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to relax, watch some Caps hockey. So I order an Uber, and the Uber is suddenly there in like a minute. I'm like, whoa, that's quick. So I run downstairs to catch the Uber. I'm not paying attention. And I've got to run past the sidewalk to get to the street to find this Uber. I don't see the string. I blow through string.
Oh no!
I trip up a little bit. All of the signs come crashing down.
Oh no!
The string is on the sidewalk. There's some guys gathered across the street.
No.
They start laughing, and one of them goes,
of course they did.
They go, be careful there, buddy. I was like, oh, my God. And so then I'm torn. I'm standing in the middle of the street, and I've got a choice. I can be a good guy. I need to go and reattach these signs, but I got an Uber waiting for me right there. And so I dipped into the Uber, and I just took the L.
No.
And now I got to go back home. I'm going to go home and try and make it right. I will put up the signs again because I try to be a good dude. But at that moment, I couldn't just wave off the Uber. And plus, everyone was laughing at me. I had to get out of that situation as soon as possible. I had to get that off my chest. It was so embarrassing. I can't even tell you. And imagine the security.
Up on the internet. Oh,
imagine the security camera footage of this. I hope nobody saw it.
Yeah.
It would be so embarrassing. Oh, my God.
I'll be honest with you. I would pay a lot of money to see this video and to watch the full effect of this actually happening.
I would pay a lot of money to not be as clumsy as I am. Who runs through a string on the way to catch an Uber? What the hell am I doing?
Well, I'll be honest. I don't want to make too much fun of it because what's going to happen is I'll end up tripping and doing something stupid soon too. So I'm only going to laugh and then also go, well, it's one of those where you're like, oh, were you okay? You're okay, Chick? Okay, now we're going to laugh at you. Did those people even check? The people across the street, did they check to make sure you were okay or they just laughed and went with it?
No, it was Laugh-a-palooza 2021. That's all that was. Let's find out who we have the most faith in this weekend.
Your favorite favorite.
Okay, Nick, I have chosen all dogs, so I had to find a favorite, which I'm not crazy about, but I'm going to let you go first because I really like your pick here.
Yeah, this is one of those. We talked about this earlier. I'm not a big fan of the double-digit lines in the NFL. It's just different. It's harder, especially when you're getting close to it almost being two touchdowns. The Rams are laying 13 against the Jags, and that is a big number. It's something I usually hate, but I'm comfortable with the Rams here. In matchups this season with teams that are five or that are under 500, the Rams are 5-0. They have success against really bad teams, at least. The average margin of victory there as well, 16.2 points. So not only have the Rams this year beaten teams that are bad, but they've beaten them by multiple touchdowns. The Jags have lost six games by double digits this season. It just has that feel of a get-right game for the Rams. Now, I understand you didn't have a good stretch recently, right, if you're the Rams. But now you're going to have some of these new guys acclimated. You're going to have Von Miller another week within that defense. Odell Beckham Jr., more of an opportunity to get him involved in the offense. He's got 99 total yards receiving. That's not a lot. But 54 of those came on one play. So he has not been involved that much. But it's an opportunity now for the Rams to really get those new guys in there, get more comfortable. This is a get-right game. So I'm forced. My hand was twisted. And I said, I have to have a favorite. This is going to be my favorite.
Okay, Nick. I'm going to lay 2.5 with Las Vegas hosting the Washington football team. I am not crazy about this pick. I like all dogs this week. But because we have a favorite segment, I got to come up with something. I like yours better than mine, so let me put that out there. I'm trying to find an angle here. I follow the Washington football team. You and I have covered this team for a long time. I'm not quite sure I'm buying their three-game winning streak. They beat the Bucs, which was impressive. But if you watch that game, Tampa just did not show up. It was one self-imposed mistake after the other. They toppled the Panthers. Again, Cam Newton is washed. Taylor Heinicke was very good in that game, but Cam wasn't exactly all world. And then they beat a bad Seahawks team. Now they have to travel out to a hostile environment on a short week. The Raiders have had 10 days to get ready for this game. I like their offense the way it's playing right now. You get it below the key number of 3. So even though I'm not crazy about it, I will lay the 2.5 with the Las Vegas Raiders.
It is a game that in a moment I will feel very differently about, and I will leave it at that.
Well, then let's just go right to it. Which let's underdog deserves a loving home, Nick?
Adopt a dog.
Oh, there's that pooch. Nick, you were just saying you have a different opinion, and I see it right here. You like the burgundy and gold.
Going the other way. I'm fading Jenks in this. And look, I'm sure I'm going to regret this because I've been fading Washington all year. When they were 2-6 and that team hit the bye, I'm sitting there doing post-game shows for that team in Washington going, oh, this is awful. This team is terrible. They're completely regressing. They're eroding. Everything's coming unraveled. And then they come out and they beat Tampa, which is the ultimate irony of that team, to go out and beat Tampa after their bye week. Okay, you mentioned Carolina. Well, I thought that was a perfect scenario there where Cam Newton was going to play well. He's back. Everybody's excited. And Washington just can't keep up because Cam's going to have one good game, and it's going to be against Washington. He played okay, but they still win. And then they go and they win again last week against Seattle, and you've got a bad Seahawks team. And Russell Wilson, who looks completely uninterested and no longer wanting to have anything to do with that organization. I'm going to have to at some point buy into this. And if I'm wrong, I can admit that at least I tried to hold off for as long as I could. Give me Washington straight up against the Raiders on the road in Vegas. I'm doing it. I'm buying in. I'm going to let my heart just ride with it this time, Jenks. I'll probably regret it later, but give me it. I'm doing it.
You're going for it?
I'm going for it. I'm going to just, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to be down like 14-0 in the first quarter, and I'm going to be throwing things at the TV. So there you go. That's how my weekend will go on Sunday.
Nick, let me ask you this, because I face this quandary all the time, which is when you're betting on a team that you follow and you care about, how do you separate yourself from doing that? Because I'm a huge Longhorns fan. I've established that. But it's hard. It's really difficult to bet and to be objective when you follow a team as closely as you follow your favorite teams.
I very, very rarely bet on my teams. Because you let even just the slightest bit of emotion get in the way. And a lot of times for me, being a Washington sports fan, a lot of times it's negativity. A lot of times it's, you know how this is going to go because this is what it is every single year. We're probably going to lose. So it's the emotion goes the other way. So I almost get overly anti whatever that team is and what you expect them to do, which is why the last 3 weeks I've been wrong and I've been completely anti-Washington, and they've won the last 3 games straight up. So this is what, yes, it's because I root for losers. I know that, Bill. The Washington football team is full of losers. They've been losers for two decades, and I'm tired of suffering. So that's why I'm all in. So we can test. I'm testing the waters with this, Jenks. I'm testing to see if maybe this one's. Now you know my rule. I've never talked about it on this show. It's more of a DC show rule that I've had. I friend zone my teams, because when you're less emotionally invested in them, you don't get your feelings hurt when it doesn't work out the way that you think it would. Now, eventually, I took the Nats out of the friend zone. I was like, I think this is going to work. This may actually be it. And it was a successful marriage. It all worked out. But the Capitals helped me kind of ease off that a little bit. For the most part, I just friend zone these teams. I don't get too emotionally invested in it. And then I don't get my feelings hurt as much when Washington goes and loses by 30 points to the Raiders in Vegas. And then I have to sit there and answer to this next week when I come on the show with you.
Well, Nick, I'm investing.
That's how I feel.
In Louisiana this weekend. That's my dog. Louisiana +3 hosting App State. Sun Belt Championship game. Why is Louisiana getting 3 points at home when they whipped App State 41-13 back on October 12th? Maybe it's because their head coach, Billy Napier, is headed to Florida. I don't think it's going to be a factor here. They've got 19 seniors on this Lafayette squad that has won 11 consecutive games. App State is playing better football down the stretch, but they are 1-5 against the number when they're on the road against teams with a winning record. Louisiana certainly has a winning record. That's what App State is going to run into. I love Louisiana +3. Also at +120 on the money line, give me the Raging Cajuns. By the way, some breaking news here in college football. Brett McMurphy of the Action Network has confirmed that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish have named defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman as their new head coach. He will be formally introduced on Monday at 2 o'clock in the East at a presser. That, according to Brett McMurphy of the Action Network. He's a guy that's been tuned in and also knows college football as well as anyone on Twitter, certainly, and certainly in the journalistic realm. Nick, before we go to break here, the BetQL College Football 5-Star Best Bet is an underdog on the money line. As we delve into college football for a moment, USC +155 on the road at Cal. That's an late start on Saturday, 11 p.m. in the East. Do you like the Trojans getting +155 as a dog on the money line?
I'm comfortable with the +4.5. I was comfortable for them to cover. That was one of my picks. But I don't know if I want them to win outright. I don't know if I'm comfortable enough with the outright win, because the robots sometime can be wrong here. So I think you may have to, you're going to put the robot in its place a little bit.
Yeah, both teams below .500, shot at making a bowl. And this game was rescheduled last month because of COVID issues. I wonder if Lincoln Riley being in attendance and him being hired will have any sort of effect. That's the one thing, is you can't account for emotion. And certainly the chalk donkey, the BetQL computer, can't account for that.
This is all I see something like this. It's all I was trying to do is toss it back to you to go after the chalk donkey.
I'm like, I don't know, donkster.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.